I'm standing outside the Ecuadorian embassy in Knightsbridge in London, opposite the famous green awnings of the Harrods department store. And throughout the day, a small but vocal band of supporters of Julian Assange have been making their presence felt. You can probably hear them and their megaphones just across the road from me. A number of them holding banners saying slogans such as "In solidarity, in defiance, we are all Assange," and "Freedom for Assange, freedom of speech." These supporters cheered loudly and marched along the street when the announcement came around lunchtime that Ecuador had decided to grant asylum to Julian Assange. Because Julian Assange supporters, like the man that they are here to support, regard Ecuador's decision as significant. They see it as a significant victory against the United Kingdom, against the US, and against Sweden, all of whom they claim are trying to silence Julian Assange. But Mr. Assange's supporters also know there's very little chance of the man that they regard as a hero of free speech making a public appearance by stepping out onto the streets of Knightsbridge anytime soon. Were he to do so, the police officers who are gathered in some numbers outside the embassy would be able to arrest him immediately as he stepped outside the cordon of diplomatic immunity that the Ecuadorian embassy provides. For the moment, Mr. Assange inside the embassy across the road from me is protected by diplomatic immunity granted to foreign government buildings on British soil. And so, as the tension rises between Ecuador and the United Kingdom, Mr. Assange is locked in a political and diplomatic stalemate. So Ecuador may have granted him asylum, but despite that, he still has nowhere to go.